Welcome to the SearchNetworkingChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor. Today's podcast is a supplement to our FAQ guide on bandwidth management. Joining me is IT expert and network infrastructure specialist Ron Barrett. Thanks for joining us, Ron.
My pleasure, Elaine.
Today we'll be discussing a couple of questions from the FAQ guide, but a little more in-depth than on the site. Ron, can you tell us why it's important to know your customers' bandwidth issues and give us some examples of issues they might have?
Well, this is really their core question. It is here that you separate perception from reality, as I said in the FAQ guide. It will really affect the entire deployment. Most people think of bandwidth management as monitoring usage and then throttling back heavy users, which some ISPs have begun to do during peak usage times. Others think of it as adding bandwidth and then segmenting or aggregating that bandwidth. The issue most customers face is, of course, related to speed. It has become increasingly difficult to accept that a user can go home to their system and download a huge file in less than 5 seconds on their file's 20 megabit connection. Then they come to the office where they have perhaps a 50 megabit connection, but it's shared by 150 users, and it's running VPNs between offices, data replication, and whatever else. Needless to say, that file download will get much slower. However, business needs to continue, and a loss of productivity, real or perceived, is not a good situation. Taking the time to monitor traffic usage and speaking to the IT department about the infrastructure will give you a good picture of how the data is moving. A network map that shows not only the infrastructure in place, but contains configuration information will help. Again, if you have that 50 megabit internet connection, but you allowed unmonitored internet usage, you can have a problem. I worked for a company that held an open internet policy since the employees worked long hours. We had plenty of bandwidth in the office. We had a 100 megabit fiber optic connection out to the internet and two 20 megabit connections between offices. It was not until I ran a monitor on the network and showed them how the traffic was being used that they reconsidered. So liability is an issue that a company needs to consider as well.
Can you also discuss the other complications a service provider may come across when deploying a bandwidth management project?
Yes, infrastructure is a major complication in these deployments. I've seen organizations, again, purchase that 100 megabit fiber optic bandwidth solution and run it on a 10 megabit network backbone. It may seem difficult to ask a company to spend more money on top of the solution you're already offering. However, not facing the challenge of insufficient infrastructure head-on will only lead to a failed deployment, not to mention it can damage your reputation. Often, in addition, we make the mistake of assuming that all IT staffs have infinite experience in all areas of technology. Now, IT people are a special breed, and we have great capacity for learning new things. However, assuming a staff is fully knowledgeable and bandwidth management is a mistake, consider, if they were aware of how to deploy the solution, would you be there in the first place? Find out first what the IT staff knows, and take the time to fill in the gaps. This is where effective knowledge transfer comes in. And then after the deployment is finished, it is imperative to supply support, especially in the beginning of the deployment, to ensure that the transition from freewheeling to managed bandwidth is a smooth one.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Ron.
Thanks for having me.
Learn more about offering bandwidth management products to your customers in this FAQ guide at www.searchnetworkingchannel.com/bandwidth. This has been Elaine Hom for SearchNetworkingChannel.com, and thanks for joining us.